Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Praise God this morning. He has graced us with another day to praise, to bless, to honor him. Today is April 16, 2011. To praise and bless and to worship the Most High God, our Father. We are so grateful. Today is Joyous Praise Day on Bible Storyland. We're glad you joined us today. Welcome. I am your host, Caritha Gantling, also known as Sister G. It is an honor to be a child of the Most High God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and we worship him this morning. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. He is Alpha and Omega, excuse me, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Amen. Blessings and glory and honor and wisdom and thanksgiving and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. All Amen. Right, Vivian, are you ready to read Psalms 100?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Praise God. Psalms 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations.
Hallelujah. I thank God for his word, because he honors his word above his name.
Yes,
so
Lord.
Let's accept the name of Jesus this morning. Father God, we just come to praise you, to honor you, to bless you, Lord God. And Father, we thank you that you are a great King, a mighty God. And you graced us with life and life more abundantly. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for watching over us, protecting us all night, Father God. We thank you for our neighbors and our friends. We thank you for our families, Father God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for being our God. We thank you for choosing us to be your children. We thank you, Father God, for everything that you're doing on our behalf. We thank you that you are the great and mighty God. Nobody can compare to your greatness, oh God. Father, we thank you this morning for each and every person on the line this morning. I ask you to bless them and their families, Father God, particularly the children, the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren, and so forth, each generation, Father God. And I thank you, Father, we ask you to forgive us for any way we've sinned against you. You are the Most High God. We're human and subject to error, subject to sin, subject to temptation, but Father, we ask you to lead us not into temptation. Father, we ask you to put obedience within us every day, Father God, that we will wake up giving you glory, honor, and praise, that we will wake up and say, Lord, have your way, that we will wake up thanking you for a new day, Lord God, that we can rejoice and be glad in it. So this morning, we just thank you for being present this morning. We ask you to have your way on Bible Story Land. We yield to your will this morning, Father God. Have your way in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, those who are suffering in their bodies this morning, I lift them up, particularly the elderly, Lord. Remove the pain, any suffering, Father God. You said, beloved, above all, I wish that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So I thank you for health, for our seniors, for anyone and everyone on the line, Father God, who may be going through trials, tribulations. You promised to never leave us nor forsake us. So we thank you this morning. Have your way, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
This morning I honor my family, and I thank God for my sister, my niece and her husband and family, my nephew, his wife and family, my surrogate father, and his family. I thank you, Father God, for my spiritual parents, Bishop Billy White Sr. and Lady White, my church family, my friends, and you. And I honor each of you. Welcome to Bible Story Land again. And I thank you for being present. You're always welcome to join us and to praise God with us. I honor my Father, God, who is the head of my life, my Lord, my Shepherd, the Almighty God. I just thank him for being the King of Kings, and we ask him to have his way. Have your way, Lord Jesus, and we thank you this morning, Father God. We have truly been blessed in song every week by a mighty woman known as the Mighty Mildred. She's a young woman. She was born in Jacksonville, Florida in 1910. Her name is Mrs. Mildred Brown. She is 100 years plus. We are honored to have her on with us this morning. She's my favorite aunt. Good morning, Aunt Mildred.
Good morning, dear.
How are you this morning?
The Lord has spared me to be on this program.
Amen. You ready to bless us with song?
Yes, I'm going to try this morning.
Amen.
In times like these, we need a Savior. In times like these, you need an anchor. Be very sure.
Oh, yeah.
Be very sure. Your anchor holds and grip the solid rock. That rock is Jesus. Be the only one. That rock is Jesus. The only one. Be very sure. You be very sure. Your anchor holds and grip that solid rock. That rock is Jesus. Yes, he's the one. That rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure. Let's be very sure. Our anchor holds and grip that solid rock.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank you, Aunt Mildred. That was beautiful. We all have to remember that Jesus is the solid rock, and without him, there is nothing that we can do. Not one thing. We can't breathe. We can't move. We can't do anything. We have to be anchored in Jesus. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. And we thank God for
thank
Jesus
you.
This morning.
Yes,
right,
Lord.
Next, we have another great woman of God from New Orleans, Louisiana. She stopped by to give us some praise this morning to the Lord. Her name is Vivian George. Good morning, Vivian.
Good morning, good morning. How is everybody? Praise God.
We're all doing great. So we thank you for being on. We're ready for you this morning.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Well, let's tell the Lord first how much we love him, and then we're going to praise him, okay?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I love you. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord, today, because you cared for me in such a special way. Oh, yes, I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior. For he's worthy to be praised. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Yes, a Savior, for he's worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, Jesus is worthy. He's worthy to be praised.
Oh, yeah.
Up the word sift
and it means to shake something, such as sand, flour, through a sieve, in order to remove the coarser particles. As we look at the phrase again, may sift you as wheat. Years ago, grain was agitated and shaken in a kind of fan or sieve. The grain would remain in the fan, and the chaff and the dust would be thrown off. So Christ says to Satan, Christ says that Satan desired to try Peter, to place trials and temptations before him, to agitate him, to see whether anything of faith would remain. I would like to ask a question. Why Peter? Why not Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John? Why Peter? First of all, the Bible says that God knows the plan that he has for you and you and you. God's plan for me is not God's plan for you. God will have me to go down another path than yours because our individual steps are ordered by the Lord. My assignment will not be your assignment, and vice versa. I would like to ask you some hypothetical questions. First of all, can you imagine Peter as a child throwing his bottle because he wanted juice instead of milk, blurting out answers in the classroom instead of raising his hand, being the first one to go down a slide or a steep hill because Peter was full of energy, bossing other kids around and doing that, and in doing that, he never had any close friends because nobody wanted to be around anybody that bossed somebody around all the time. Perhaps Peter's parents never saw the leadership quality that Peter had as a child, and they constantly scolded him and telling him that he talked too much or get somewhere and sit down, or you're always saying the wrong thing at the wrong time. Sometimes we felt the hurt of being misunderstood and the negative words spoken over our lives sometimes as a child. And it can leave lasting scars and hurts in our minds. And sometimes as we grow older, the gift that God has given us and that he's put down on the inside of us, they are not detected. And if they're not detected, they can't be challenged and turned around for the good at a young age. And we have to turn. We have to be able to if we cannot detect these things, our children. If we cannot be, we're not able to turn around these desirable. It can turn. We can turn into undesirable creatures on the earth. If God doesn't intervene, and we would be carrying a lot of baggage trailing us from behind, and we don't want to do that. We want to have good things coming from us, especially as a childhood, and we as parents need to really focus in on our children because our children are not our own. God has given us children. God has given us children. He loaned us children to grow and to turn into, to shape them and turn them into something that he can use in the future. As Peter grew manhood, he's now become to be described as being arrogant. And the word arrogant means to have much pride. Haughty means to feeling that you're superior over others. Presumptuous means acting without permission, too bold and too daring. Overbearing includes dictating and forcing others to one's own will. Just in case someone happens to be listening to this message and feels that God had a lot of work to do on Peter, you're absolutely right. Just like Peter is not through, just like God is not through with Peter yet, well, he's not through with me or he's not through with you yet either. There's still hope. Let's not forget that Jesus knew Peter personally before he chose him to be one of the 12 disciples. Matter of fact, God knew Peter before the foundation of the world. So Peter personally was not so Peter's personality was not a surprise to Jesus. And to go a step further, let's not get things twisted. God knew us before the foundation of the world too. And he knew us. He knew the things that we did. He knew the things that we did, he knew the things that we did in the light. And he knew the things that we did in the dark places. God saw it all, and he heard something. He heard everything that we said, and he hears and he sees everything that we do. And he knows every thought, and he knows even the intent of our heart. So let's take it back to the main scripture in Luke 22 and 31. Jesus, he foresees the danger of Peter. And he forewarned him and to put his guard up, because Jesus knew that Satan is the prince of all evil. Because what he does is he tries the faith of the believers and place temptations and trials in their way, and so that they will be tested. So in Luke the 22nd chapter in the 33rd verse, Peter says to Jesus, Lord, I am ready to go with thee, both into prison and into death. See, Peter was relying on his own strength. He was relying on his own self, and Jesus had to reveal to Peter what was in him. And Jesus told Peter, and he was going, before the clock crowed three times, that he was going to deny him. Many things took place hours after Peter made his bold statement. Number one, Jesus and the disciples, they went to the Mount of Olives in the Garden of Gethsemane for prayer. And that tells us that we are in a time, we are in an hour that we must pray. Number two, Peter was so zealous standing up for Jesus that he cut off the soldier's ear. And Jesus touched the soldier's ear, and the ear grew back. And that tells us that we are not fighting against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places. And we fight with a sword, which is the word of God. And we have to be fully yielded to God in our lives, and not to be serving God in our own strength. As you know the story, to make the story short, Peter denied Jesus three times. And after each time Peter denied Jesus, Peter could feel the agitation and the shaking of the sifting process that he was experiencing. And on the third time, we know that Peter denied Jesus, and after he denied Jesus, he went away and wept bitterly. Can you imagine how Peter must have felt, torn up from the floor up? He may have even had a few flashbacks of his childhood, how he would always get in trouble, blurting out the answer without raising his hand, and how his parents would always say to him, you always say the wrong thing at the wrong time. And when he started talking about something, he would always seem to get things all mixed up, and people would always look at him funny. And then he starts thinking about what a good friend he had in Jesus, and how he walked and talked with Jesus, and how God taught, and how he taught him many good things. And so we see that Peter is sorry. He's feeling all kind of emotions right now. And now he feels that now he let him down. he let Jesus down. And he's feeling that, Lord, don't let Satan sift me, please. Don't let Satan sift me. Let's not pretend that we don't remember. Sometimes we can have a selective amnesia when it comes to remembering those empty promises that we've made to God and how we found ourselves at times in those tight places in our lives. And we found ourselves crying out to God and saying, Lord, please don't let Satan sift me. Because we know when Satan sifts you, it's not a good thing. It brings up some stuff. It brings up some stuff that we don't even want to talk about. Because what that sifting process is, it sifts you. And it brings up those particles in your life you don't sometimes don't want to face. It brings those particles up, and then God, he takes those particles and he throws them away. And if you used to serve God, but you have messed up somehow, and that doesn't mean that God can't use you again. Just use your life to God, and he will take and he will get rid of those unwanted particles from the sifting process. God will forgive you, and we can learn from all of our failures. We just humble. All we have to do is humble ourselves before the mighty hand of God and repent, and he will use you mightily. God loves you. Jesus came to Peter the second time to do something for the kingdom. He came back to Peter. He loved Peter. He came back to Peter and asked Peter to feed my sheep three times. As you know, Peter rejected Jesus three times. And Jesus, later on, after he arose, he came back to Peter and he asked Peter to feed my sheep because he loved Peter just like he loves you and just like he loves me. And so Peter, he gave Peter another chance. And just like when we do something wrong, God will give us a second chance and a third chance and a fourth chance. He will give us chances on top of chances. And so what happened was Jesus gave Peter a chance and to do something for the kingdom. And Peter preached on the day of Pentecost, and 3,000 men and women got saved. Hallelujah. 3,000 got saved because of Peter. Oh, hallelujah. You see how God used him. Oh, thank you, Lord. And this man called Peter continued to walk in the ways of God, and so can you. Thank God, thank God, thank God, and amen.
Amen. What a word, what a word. I thank God for that word that was Sister Sandra gave from Luke 22:31-32. The subject was to be sifted. Are you being sifted in your life today? All you got to do is humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God and allow God to rule and reign in your lives. Are you a Peter? Is God asking you to feed his sheep? So obey God, obey God. Remember, we got to obey God. It is important to be obedient to God. This morning on Bible Storyland, it is Joyful Praise Day. So we are rejoicing and we are glad in it. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. So rejoice today, because know that God is with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Well, you know, this is Bible Storyland, so I hope you have your Bibles ready. I need someone to read some different scriptures for me, so if you have your Bibles ready, first person, read Psalms 5:11. Anybody volunteering? Psalms 5:11. I tell you what, I will go ahead and read Psalms 5:11. Anybody want to read Psalms 32:11? Press 1 if you're on and have your Bibles out. This is Bible Storyland, so we need people to read the Word of God with us. All right. The next one is Zephaniah 3:14. The last one is Zechariah 9:9. We're talking about rejoicing in the Lord this morning. Anybody want to volunteer? Don't all speak at once. Okay, I'm going to start reading Psalms 5:1, and the next person may want to read Psalms 32:11. The next one, Psalms 3:14, and the last one, Zechariah 9:9. Okay, yes?
Okay, I got
who's this?
Psalms 32:11.
Okay, Jackie. All right, good. Thank you. Anybody want to read Zephaniah 3:14? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and start reading, and if you want to read, you can read. Psalms 5:11 says, "But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee." So we are rejoicing, and we are glad in the Father. All right, Jackie, Psalms 32:11. We're ready.
Rejoice in the Lord and be glad, you righteous. Sing, all you who are upright in heart.
Amen. We're talking about rejoicing in the Lord. We got to rejoice. You know, sometimes
yes.
we feel like complaining, but it's time for rejoicing. He is
yes,
good
Lord.
To us. He woke us up this morning. He set us on a new path. He put praise in our mouths. He forgave us for our sins. He's healed our bodies. He's provided for us every day. You know, we can look at people in other countries. They're not as fortunate as we are in America. We are so fortunate. Some people are dying on the streets. There are countries that are oppressed and suppressed. There are countries that cannot even name the name of Jesus. They can't say Jesus freely like we can. So we have so much to rejoice. We have so much to rejoice about. We have so much to rejoice for, because God is good. He is great and greatly to be praised. All right, right now we're Zephaniah 3:14 says, anybody want to read it? It says, "Sing, O daughter of Zion, shout, O Israel, be glad and rejoice with all the heart, O daughter of Jerusalem." We got to rejoice with our heart. Rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. We got so much to praise the Lord about, so much to rejoice for. So today, Father, we come with humble hearts rejoicing before you. All right. Zechariah 9:9 says, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly, and riding upon an ass, and upon the coat, and upon the foal of an ass." And that is a Masonic, a messianic prophecy that Jesus would come into this world and how he would come. So we're thanking the Lord this morning. I thank Sister Sandra again for the mighty word that she gave about Peter and about being sifted. We need to be mindful of what's going on in the spirit every day. So today again is joyful praise. We're singing praise unto the Lord. My best friend, David and Jonathan were best friends. 1 Samuel 18:1 says, "Now when David had finished speaking to Saul, the soul of Jonathan was knit to the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul. Jonathan made a covenant with David because he loved him as his own soul. Jonathan took off his robe and gave it to David with his armor. And he even gave him his sword, his bow, and a belt. This was an unlikely friendship because King Saul, who was Jonathan's father, was jealous of David and hated him. Saul sent David to battles, and David was successful every time. Saul put David over the men of war, and David was accepted in the sight of all the people and also in the sight of Saul's servants. One day when they were coming home after David returned from killing the Philistine, the women came out of the cities of Israel singing and dancing to meet King Saul. The women who were celebrating sang, "Saul defeated thousands, but David 10,000s. Saul became very angry when he heard the singing and was insulted. He thought to himself, "The only thing left for David is my kingdom." From that day on, Saul kept his eye on David. The next day, an evil spirit from God seized Saul. Saul began to prophesy in his house while David played a tune on the lyre, as he did daily. Saul tried to kill David with a spear, but David got away from him twice. Saul was afraid of David because the Lord was with David, but had left Saul. Saul kept David away. He made David captain of the regiment. David was successful in everything that he undertook because the Lord was with him. Because of David's success and God was with him, Saul was afraid of David even more. Everyone in Israel and Judah loved David because he led them in and out of battle. Saul tried to trap David. David didn't fall into his trap. It didn't work. Saul told his son Jonathan and all his officers to kill David. But Saul's son Jonathan was very fond of David, so he told David that Saul, his father, was trying to kill him. Jonathan told David to be careful and to go into hiding. He told David that he would speak to his father about him and let him know if he found out anything. So Jonathan spoke well of David to his father and told him, "David has not sinned against you. Instead, he has done very fine things for you." He risked his life and killed the Philistine Goliath, and the Lord gave all Israel the victory. When you saw it, you rejoiced. Why then should you sin by shedding David's innocent blood for no reason? Saul listened to Jonathan and promised, "I solemnly swear, as the Lord lives, he will not be killed." Jonathan, being a good friend of David's, told him of this. Jonathan took David to Saul. So David was returned to his former status in Saul's court. As the story continues, Saul tried to kill David again, and again David escaped because God was with him. Even though Saul, Jonathan's dad, was against David, Jonathan remained a faithful friend. Read the story. It's a great story about friendship. Now, I'm going to ask Jackie to sing that song I asked her to sing for us. So are you ready, Jackie?
Oh, yes.
All right, go ahead.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. No, what needless pains we bear. No, because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations?
Temptation is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Just take it to the Lord in prayer. And can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? And Jesus knows our every weakness. Then take it to the Lord in prayer. Amen.
Thank the Lord. Thank you, Jackie. That was beautiful. Jesus
right.
is an everlasting friend.
Oh,
he
yes,
is a friend
yes, yes.
to us every day. He watches over us. He protects us. He provides for us. He is faithful friend. He won't ever leave
right.
us. You know, as human beings, we sometimes leave each other for little or nothing, or we leave each other from the earth. But Jesus will never leave us. He died for us. There is nothing like having a true friend who sticks by us no matter what we go through. A friend loveth at all times, but a brother is there born to share our troubles. A friend is unchangeable. They will be there for you when you're up, when you're down. Even if the world is against you, a true friend will encourage you and let you know everything is going to be all right. Proverbs 18:24 says, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Christ is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. When friends and family get tired and can't be there for you, Christ can be there, and he will be there for you. Sometimes human friends may not even understand what you're going through or why, like Job's friends. But Christ understands and knows, because he's been through what you're going through. And even worse than that, he was hung on a cruel cross. Christ's level of suffering was far greater than any suffering we will ever go through. So he has understanding, empathy, and compassion on what we're going through or what we have to go through. Christ is a true friend whose friendship surpasses human friendship. John 5:15-13 says, greater love have no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. Christ gave his life for us. He has great love for us. John 15:14, you are my friends if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I call you friends, for all things that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. Now, isn't that a great friend? He's not going to do anything without letting us know because we're his friends. You did not choose me. I chose you and appointed you. You should bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain. That whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. These things I command you, that you love one another. I don't know about you, but I'm glad that Jesus chose me as his friend. When we were children and your friends chose you to play on their team, it made you feel good, but it was only temporary. Just because they chose you once doesn't mean they would choose you again. But Jesus chose us to be his friend. His word promises he will never leave us nor forsake us. Thank God he is not a man that he should lie. He is truth and cannot lie. Friends come and friends go, but Jesus is a constant friend. He will never leave you or forsake you. What a friend we have in Jesus. He is never too busy to listen. We can call on him in prayer. He listens. We listen to each other sometimes with our own agenda, but Jesus listens with love beyond human capacity. Human beings are limited, but Jesus is not limited. His friendship is eternal. It will never, ever end. Have you accepted Jesus as your friend, his friendship? Remember to accept Jesus' friendship. Remember to accept Jesus' friendship means to accept him as Lord and Savior and do whatever he commands us to do. You were bought with a price. Jesus is a true friend. He gave his life for you and for me. He will never leave us. Study the life of Jesus and understand and know the great love he has for you and for me. Have you accepted Jesus as your Savior? Do so today. You can give up your old life and get a new life with Christ. The benefits are great. It's more than just dying and having privileges of going to heaven to live with God. Psalm 68:19 says that he loads us up with benefits daily. His word says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Not our own righteousness. Sometimes we think we're right in our own eyes, but God looks at us differently. He looks at our heart. So seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. First, you must become a child of God. Then all his benefits will be added to you. He is our God. The name of God is Jehovah. The name of God is Jehovah Elohim, our creator. The name of God is El Elyon, the Most High God. The name of God is Adonai, my Lord, my Master. The name of God is El Roha, God who sees. The name of God is El Shaddai, God Almighty. You know, when we were children, we used to play hide and seek, and we thought nobody could see us, but God saw us, and he continues to see us. He's the name of God is El Shaddai, God Almighty. The name of God is Jehovah Ezer, the Lord our helper. The name of God is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. The name of God is Jehovah Rapha, provide for us, Lord. The name of God is Jehovah Roha, the Lord our shepherd. The name of God is Jehovah Shaboth, the Lord of the armies. The name of God is Jehovah Mekadisha, the Lord who sanctifies us. The name of God is Jehovah Nisi, Lord our banner. The name of God is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. The name of God is Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peacemaker. The name of God is Jehovah Shema, the Lord is there. God is everything we need. If we need him, he is a helper. God will help us. If we need provision, God will provide. If we need healing in our bodies, God will heal us. If we need guidance, he is our shepherd. If we need purification, God sanctifies us. If we need a standard for living, the Lord is our banner. If we need peace, he is a peacemaker. If we need him, wherever we go, he is there for us. God is whatever we need. God is whatever we need. God is whatever we need. Friends are limited, but God is not limited. Why wouldn't I serve a God like him? What is God to you? We all need him, even if we are not aware of it. He is the author and finisher of our faith. We need God. We praise him. We serve him. We are his obedient servants. We can give our bodies to be burned. We can do all kinds of things. But if we are disobedient, it will not do us no good. To God, to love God is to be obedient to him. To love God is to be obedient to him. Today, the line is now open for prayer. Does anyone need prayer this morning? Anybody? If you're on already, some people are on already, you can just ask for prayer. Or if you're not in the host queue, you can press 1 and ask for prayer.
Yes, Lord.
Aunt Mildred?
Yes, I need prayer. I'd love everybody to pray for me, and I'll be praying too.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Anybody else need prayer? Press 1, or if you're already in the host queue, just say what you need for prayer.
Yeah, I need prayer for me and my family and for my patients. All of my patients that I take care of, Lord, that everyone learn how to love one another. And prayer for this world, for our government.
Amen. Prayer for your family and the patients that you take care of every day. I thank God for it, because she takes care of those patients every day. She does an excellent job. I've seen her in action. Thank God for you.
Pray for our president and our government.
All right.
With the Medicaid plan and all the plans that they're trying to do, please give them some knowledge and wisdom on this so they won't just do anything, just hasty. Let them think about what they're doing.
Amen. Thank you.
It's a country, you know.
Yes, yes.
Pray, you know, to stay strong.
Amen.
Stay in the word.
All right. Anybody else need prayer this morning? Okay. Let's see. Okay. Let's see. Hold on. Okay. Hold on. Okay.
Hello?
Is that Mark?
Yes, yes.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. The Lord is good. I'm doing fine, and I just always need prayer that I will continue to strive to be obedient to what the Lord has for me to do, and that he will just grow me up in my later years to do more for him and just be a blessing to those whom I'm around.
Amen. That's Sister Sandy's mother from Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
While I'm on, I just want to say how proud I am of my daughter, Sandra. She gave a great word, and I'm thankful for her. And I want to thank you, Caritha, for making these beautiful programs available for us so that before we begin our busy day and get our minds all in turmoil, that we've got the word in us. So I'm just so thankful for you. And just God bless you all. And Aunt Mildred is still my idol. I'm
Amen.
More like her.
Amen. All right, there's another 269 that pressed on up. And 1, you're on the air.
Oh, okay. My name is Sister Delta. I like to ask for prayer for my family, my children, and myself. Mainly
hey,
for
Delta,
myself. Because
how you doing?
Hi. I'm good.
Right.
How are you, Chris?
Pray for your family, yourself.
Mm-hmm. To get, so I could grow stronger in the Lord and to be obedient to the Lord. And I really enjoyed the program, Sister Sandra, my sister in the Lord, and I just love the program, first time being on.
Amen. Thank God for you, Sister Delta. Good hearing your voice again.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Anyone else need prayer this morning? Press 1. Okay, hold on 1 second, please. Okay, that's another 269. You're on the air, 385.
Good morning. This is Sister Emily from Kalamazoo also, and I'm just requesting prayer for peace on my job, peace in the community, and just for God's blessings. And the program is just wonderful. And thank God for the awesome word that came through Sister Sandra on today. I am in awe with your, I think that's your aunt at 100 plus singing. I enjoyed it thoroughly. God bless you and bless the progress and the success of this program.
Sister Emily, I remember you from last week. Thank God for you and your family. Anybody else need prayer? Press 1. Sister Sandy and I are going to be praying this morning. All righty. Still open for prayer this morning. Okay, even though you didn't press 1, we will be praying for you. Sister Sandy, you ready for prayer this morning to pray for people? All right, she'll come back in a few minutes, or maybe she had to leave for a moment. But I will start the prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just lift you up this morning, Father God. I just want to thank you for what you're doing for all of us, Lord God. I thank you that you are present with us
every day, that you don't ever leave us, you don't ever forsake us, Father God. And, Father, we just come this morning to give you glory and praise and thanksgiving. Father, we honor you as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We thank you that you are Almighty God, Almighty King, and that there's nothing too difficult for you. Father, I thank you that you said before we called, you will answer. So you already knew our request ahead of time, but you said also in your word, make your request be made known unto you. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're making our request being made known. I'm lifting up my Aunt Mildred this morning, Father God, who is requesting, Father God, for us to pray for her. And, Father, I give you thanks for Aunt Mildred's 100-plus years. I thank you for every day that you give her strength in her body. I thank you every day that you wake her up with a peaceful heart and a peaceful mind. You're giving her peace. You've given her a sharp and a witty mind. I thank you for that, Father God. I thank you for what you're doing in her and through her. I thank you for the strength that you give her to come on Bible Story Land every Saturday and sing. I thank you for the strength that you give her to go to places where she go during the week, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that she is a testimony of how you give life and life more abundantly. We thank you, Father God. Father, we lift up everybody on the line, even those who didn't make requests. We lift up their unknown requests before you, and I lift up their family members. I lift up the people they work with, their neighbors, Father God, their church families, Father God. And I thank you for what you're doing for them, Father God. Father God, I lift up all of our pastors before you. May they be pastors after your own heart. Strengthen them, Father God. Oh, Father God, as they prostrate before you, Father God, I ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would strengthen them, that you would show them great and mighty things, Father God. I thank you that you are pastor's friend, Father God. May they run hard after you like the deer runs after the water brook. And so, Father, today I lift up all the sheep that the pastors pastor over, Father God. May they, Father God, in the name of Jesus, be obedient, humble servants before you, Father God. May they listen to your voice and be obedient, Father. And, Father, I lift up Jackie's request this morning. She's asking for prayer for her family, Father God. I thank you for her family, Father God. Strength for the family. Be Jehovah Shalom, a peacemaker in the family. Be Jehovah Rapha, a healer in the family, Father God. Be everything that they need. You are everything that we need, Father God. Provide for her family, Father God. Father, I thank you for her diligence to press in you, to pray to you, Father God, to honor you, to obey you, Father God. I lift up her two daughters in particular, Father God. I thank you for those great girls, Father God. Protect them, Father God. And, Father, I lift up every child connected to us, every grandchild, every great-grandchild connected to us, great-great-grandchild.
Thank you, Lord.
Connected to us, Father God. And I thank you for a hedge of protection around them. I thank you for their obedience to you, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for them living long lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for them saying yes, Lord, at a very early age, accepting you as Lord and Savior of their lives, Father God. I thank you for the great and mighty plans you have for the children, Father God. And, Father, I lift up this world, the United States, our country,
please,
that you put us in. I lift up the President of the United States and all that's connected with him. And, Father God, let them be mindful of the laws they're making and how they affect other people, Father God. And, Father, by them, we lift up the Medicaid law that they're making. But, Father, we know that you are a great healer. We can have doctors, but you are the great and mighty doctor. You are the great and mighty physician.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes we go to the doctor and we get no results. We don't get relieved of pain. We don't get relieved of symptoms in our body. But, Lord, when we come to you and wait patiently upon you relieve us of the things that we're going through. You will never leave us. You will never forsake us. So we consult you, the great and mighty I am, to be our healer emotionally, physically, mentally, spiritually, in every way. And we give you praise and thanksgiving this morning, Father God. And, Father, I lift up Martha to you this morning. I thank you for drawing her closer to you than ever before. I thank you for her obedience to you, saying, yes, Lord, And when she hears your voice, quickly obey, whether she's watching TV or whatever she's doing. When you tell her to pray for someone, she'll quickly obey you, Father God. When you tell her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to call someone, she will quickly obey, Father God, to encourage them or pray for them or whatever is needed, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for her spiritual growth, Father God, and all of our spiritual growth and all of our obedience to you. Help us, Lord God. Help us, Father God. I lift up Sister Delta, Father God. I thank you for her family, far and near, Lord God, those that she's deeply concerned about. I lift them up in particular. And I thank you, Father God, for your healing virtue. I thank you for making peace in the family. I thank you for providing for her family. I thank you for her, Father God, for her diligence in pressing through to get close with you. As the song says, just a closer walk with you. Granted, Jesus is my plea. I lift up Sister Emily, Father God. I thank you for another great woman of God. I thank you for peace on her job. And, Father, sometimes the things that happen, the trials that come to make us stronger, draw us closer to you, closer, closer. They press us into the prayer closet. Your word says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is our refuge and our fortress, my God, in you will we trust. So as she puts her way into your prayer closet, I thank you for relieving her of the stresses and strains and the trials on the job, Father God. And I thank you for the job that you've given her to go to every day. I lift up her community, Father God, and I thank you for what you're doing in her community. And, Father, I lift up my family before you. I thank you for what you're doing in my family. I ask you to bless each and every family member. Draw us closer to you and closer with each other. I thank you for our obedience to you, Father God. I thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. I thank you for being a provider for my family, a peacemaker. I thank you for being a love, your love for my family, Father God. I thank you that you love my family. You love all families. You created us in your image, Father God. You gave Jesus to die for us, and we come with grateful hearts just to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. All right, this morning I'm asking for brief testimonies. Any brief testimonies? Press 1 if you have a brief testimony this morning. All right. Just a moment, Sister Lena.
Okay.
All right, you're on the air, Sister Lena from New Orleans, Louisiana. How are you this morning?
Oh, just fine. Just praising the Lord with all my heart and thanking him for all his blessings that's showering down upon all of us. My testimony this morning is this. 31 years ago, I asked the Lord, I told the Lord I'd like to make I wish I could quote all the scriptures on healing. And the Lord told me to put it on tape. So I put it on tape 31 years ago. It was a 180-minute series. That's how long it lasts, because I went from Genesis to Revelation. And yesterday, after 31 years, I had someone that was able to put it on a disc, and now I have it on a disc, and he put some nice soft music with it. And, you know, God's word is fresh every day. Even after 31 years, millions of years, his word is always fresh. So I thank God that he allowed me to have that done after 31 years. It sounds so wonderfully well, that what he's done with the scriptures after I did it when I was much younger than I am now, because today I'm 76 years old. And
amen.
Another praise report I want to say quickly is that I was invited through the National Council of Women, Negro Women, to be a part of a festival in Slidell, which will be held on the 27th of May. They're going to have people that are writers and all kinds of activities. And so my book will be on display, Grandma's Helper. And also my paintings, I have 13 paintings on the 23rd Psalm. So they will be on display. That's a part of a book that I did some years ago in 1990. So I just thank God how he's still using me today at 76 years old to come forth with what he has given me in my life. So thank you, and God bless you as you continue on this wonderful program. Sister G.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Lane. That was an awesome testimony. I thank God for you taking the time to look up those scriptures on healing, and I pray, God, that they would bring much blessings to you and to other people that hear them, and that you would benefit from them. I thank you. I thank God that you were invited to the National Council of Negro Women. What an honor that is. You know that's nobody but God. He opens up the doors at the right time. So I thank God for opening up that door for you, Sister Elena. You are such a blessing to us. She's the one that wrote the book Grandma's Helper for, parents and children. She wrote it for her grandson when he was a little boy, and he is now grown, so she has it published. I thank God for her. And she has many paintings. And she has quite a few paintings on the 23rd song. So I thank God for, she's been in that prayer closet for years and years and years. And I know many times she felt like she wanted to give up, but God kept encouraging her, and he's still encouraging her at 76 years young. Praise the Lord. We got some young people on here, 80 years, 100 years plus, 70-some years plus. Oh, we just thank God for all of you. Any more testimonies this morning?
Yes, Caritha?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here,
Martha. I'm so thankful that my son James and his wife in Japan are still safe. With all that's going on there, they're still safe, and they're not in the deep radiation zone of the earthquake. So I thank you for your prayers for him, and also for my daughter, Dionne. She's quite sick with a bone disease, but all of a sudden, yesterday, day before, my daughter Sandra told me that she has a mind to turn and grow closer to the Lord and to do what he would have her to do. So I'm just thankful for that, and just continue your prayers for my family. Thank you.
Amen. That's a great testimony. In Japan, now you know that's a mother's prayers and prayers that people are praying for James and for his family. All, you know what? Prayer reaches everywhere. We can pray for people in Japan and be in the United States. We can pray for people in South Africa. We can pray for people in Africa, the continent of Africa, in every continent of the world. We can pray. Prayer reaches everywhere. It's not limited. So I thank God for prayer. I thank God that he's in a safe zone, he and his family. I thank God for her daughter, Dionne, coming closer to the Lord. What an awesome testimony. What an awesome testimony. When we say, yes, Lord, we give up who we are. Because, many times God has had favor on us. He's allowed us to do what we want to do. And then there's a time he said, okay, your time is up. It's my time now. So we can give ourselves to God. I've been like the prodigal son before. I was going out doing my own thing. And then one day the Lord said, no more, your own thing, my way. So I thank God for teaching me his ways. Because I was in a mess and didn't even know it until God showed it to me. I repented and gave my life back to him again. We can do that. Mm-hmm. He is faithful.
Amen. Yes.
And just to forgive us. He forgives us and accepts us back like he did the prodigal son. He throws a royal party for us and we say, Lord, I'm here, I'm back.
Mm-hmm.
So I thank God. Anybody else? Testimony. Praise report. Yes, you're on the air.
Okay, this is Jackie. Listen, I just want to thank the Lord for saving my life when I had the wreck about 2 weeks ago, because I could see that I was going to hit the pole, but I was just praying, Lord, please don't let me hit the pole. Please, Jesus, spare my life. And he just stopped that car just in the nick of time. I just thank him for just saving my life one more time. I thank him because he's a wonderful God. I just thank him because he always takes care of me, Lord. He takes care of my family, and I thank him. I just want to thank him and give him praise for that.
Amen.
Thank God.
Amen. I mean, prayer works instantly. We can say, oh, Lord, help. And right
help
away,
me.
He
moved. And a prayer.
He made
right
sure he was safe.
In a minute.
Amen.
Time.
And look, she's walking around. She ain't in no hospital. She ain't on crutches. She is walking around, working every day. Look how God kept her. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Any more testimonies? Praise reports. Thank you, Jackie. That was a great one.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Praise God.
He's a good
Amen.
Guy.
Any more? Yes, you on the air?
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Praise God. Praise God.
Thank you.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Can you hear me, Emily?
Yes,
oh, okay. All right. I just thank God because even on this week, I had car trouble. And I thank God for how the right people were able to come at the right time. And the car was in a safe place and everything, just for how God provides and makes a way. And even for how sometimes when it comes time to get it repaired, people, you know, kind of want to take advantage of you as being a woman. But then another person come along to tell you a better way and a more excellent way of doing things. For how God provides and just watches over his people. I thank him for that. You know, I had battery trouble. And just a single woman by myself, didn't know exactly what to do, God made a way for me. And I thank him for that. He's good. He's good.
Yes, he is.
And he's done it so many times. He's done it so many times.
Keep doing it.
Ooh. Amen, amen.
So thank you, Emily.
I mean, no matter what the problem, it can be car problems, children problems, husband problems, job problems, body problems, money problems. I don't care what the problem is. He said, bring it to him. He is a friend who cares. Jesus is a friend who sticketh closer than a brother. All we got to do is say, Jesus, help. And he is our helper, no matter what. So I thank God for you, Sister Emily, and all those who gave testimonies. Any more? We're going to be closing out soon.
I can tell you another one.
Yes, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
I'd like to say another quick testimony of how God delivered me from 13 dogs when I was surrounded in the midst of 13 dogs. And I tell you, if he can deliver me from 13 dogs when they were all surrounding me, he can do anything. So I just want to give the glory and the praise what he's doing out here because there's nothing impossible for God.
Amen. I mean, he's able to deliver us in any situation. Dogs. Animals, anything, he's able to deliver us.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
God, he's a deliverer.
Yes, he is. He's a mighty deliverer. Anybody else have anything they want to say quickly? Okay. Yes, you're on the air. Caller, you're on the air. You press 1.
What a mighty God.
Okay, you're on the air. Somebody keep pressing 1. You're on the air already. All you got to do is speak. Okay. Is there anyone else that has not pressed 1 that wants to speak? If you do, press 1. Okay, good. All righty. Anybody else? Okay. Well, looks like we're all through for today. I thank God for each of you. I thank God for what he's done on Bible Storyland today. And don't forget, he is a mighty God. All he wants us to do is to come to him, accept him as a friend, and he is an eternal friend. He will be our friend forever and ever and ever. He'll go all the way to the ends of the earth with us. All we got to do is say, yes, Lord. Like the song says, what a friend we have in Jesus. Our human friends are limited, but God is an eternal friend. He is not limited. All, even our thoughts are not limited to him. He knows them. He knows the very depths of our soul. He knows our heart. He knows everything about us, nothing secret, nothing hidden. So all we got to do is say, yes, Lord, I surrender, Lord, to you, Lord, I surrender. And I tell you what, he is able to do whatever we need. Now, you know, sometimes we do have to wait on him. You know, like the woman with the issue of blood. How many years is that? 12 long years she waited. She probably went to the doctors expending her money, but there was no cure until Jesus came along and she just touched the hem of his garment, just the hem, and virtue went out of him. So let's take him of his garment. Hello? I'm sorry, were you saying something? Okay, I thought somebody was saying something. Boy, I don't want to do all the talking. You got something else to say? Jump right in.
I'm about to thank the Lord.
Yes. All right. Anybody else have any more testimonies, anything they want to say, just praise reports or anything, anything about the Word of God this morning? You know, Jesus is a friend. Remember I talked about Jonathan and David, how they were friends? You know, we all have close friends.
Mm-hmm. Nobody closer than Jesus.
Yeah, I know. Two men of God in Ohio, they've been friends since they were young people. Young people. But their friendship is limited. God's friendship is not limited. So claim him as your friend. I claimed him as my friend. I know he's my friend. He's a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Closer than anybody. Closer than a mother. Closer than a father. And you know how close you are with your mother and your father. You know, they gave you life. But he's even closer than that. Can you imagine being in a car accident? And you say, Lord, help! And all of a sudden, he turned it around. He makes sure. Make sure your children cutting up. You say, Lord, I don't know what to do. I whipped them. I prayed for them. I cried over them. I went to the school. I did this. I did that. But they keep on doing it, Lord. So help, Lord. Lord, they've been arrested. They've been this done and that's done. But, Lord, I'm asking you to help my children, Lord. Keep them out of the hands of the enemy. Don't you know he's going to help you?
Yes, Lord.
Sometimes he put them away in prison for safekeeping.
Thank Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, get my child out of prison. No, no, no. Let God have his way. Sometimes we go get them out and we should leave them where they are. Get them out, wrong thing happened to them. Sometimes we say, well, Lord, I don't know what to do about this situation, Lord. But he is the answer to everything, everything. Everything. He is the answer. We've been saying, Lord, how am I going to get the money to pay this here? How am I going to do this here? I can't make ends meet. Don't you know he's a provider? He's been providing since creation. He provided the whole world for us to live in, a garden. Look outside. Everything. And, you know, we complain, but I mean all of us live. We get up every day. Let's praise the Lord. Let's give him credit for what he does.
Yes, Lord.
Let's give him credit. We ain't giving the other creature credit no more. We say, Lord, it's you. He gives us victory over everything.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, yes.
He gives us victory over everything.
Everything.
All right, so we're going to sign off this morning, unless anybody else have anything they want to share. I thank God for each of you. I thank God for you being on Bible Storyland. I look forward to you being on again next Saturday at the same time. Some of you come on at 8 o'clock in your time and 9 o'clock. That's Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock. Some people came on last week from California. Their time was 6 o'clock when ours was 9. So I thank God for you pressing your way to get up early every morning to get on Bible Storyland. I appreciate you. I love you. God loves you. You have a blessed and a God-filled day. And I will speak with you next week unless anybody else have anything else to say.
Thank you for this great show, Carissa. Thank you, Sister G. Thank you for your great show.
That's God. You know, that's when you know it's God.
Thank you for this show. I'm going to try to get more involved with you.
Such a blessing.
Some people press 1. Hold on 1 second. Hold on.
Gee, this is Bernadine. I enjoyed your program. This is my first time listening.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Bernadine. That's my church family, y'all. Thank you, Sister Bernadine. I appreciate you.
Amen.
Right. And God bless
enjoy
you. All right, hold on. People are pressing 1. Just hold on a second. You'll be on. All right. You're on the air. 768. That's my cousin. How are you?
Good morning. I just want you to know that I'm with you and thank God for you.
I thank God. On. Praise the Lord for you, Cousin Mavis. How's my cousin Cheryl?
She's much better, thank you. God is
Amen.
Good.
Amen. That's the one we prayed for last week. She was in the hospital, but now she's out, and I thank God for her.
Thank
many,
God.
Many times, but God always bring her home. Thank God.
Oh, yes. Yes.
All
yes.
right. Somebody else is 504-768. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Carissa?
Yes.
Hi, Charmaine.
Well, good morning, my good friend from New Orleans, Charmaine Neville, is on the line with us. Praise the Lord. We were just speaking about you the other day. How
well,
are you?
Man, you know, I have tried. Oh, I'm blessed. As long as he wakes me up, I'm blessed. You know, I've tried so many times to hook up with you on this Saturday morning show, but it's always been crazy for me. I'm either somewhere else in the world, thank God. You know, he's sending me everywhere. But this morning I said I was going, no matter where I was, that I was going to get in touch with you and be
Amen.
A part of your show.
Thank God, you're blessing us. Did you come to bless us with a song this morning, or you just came to say hello?
not with a song. It's too early. I've only had 1 cup of coffee.
I hear you. Well, we are grateful for you. I tell you what, Charmaine has been a good friend to me over the years. She came, and when I taught school, I said, Charmaine, you going to come talk to the children? She said, you know I'm going to be there for the children. I went with her to Children's Hospital. She's kissing the children, loving on them. She see the children in the street. She's hollering for them and talking to them, stay out of trouble and do this. And she sings with the children and sings. I mean, she came to the school, sang with the whole school, sang for the whole school. She brought her band. So
amen.
I thank God for her friendship
amen.
Over
amen.
The years. You are a blessing to me.
Oh, thank you. Well, look, what I want to do is next week I'm going to try to call you next week, and I've got a story for you for the kids that I know are listening, and it's called Jack and the Devil. But I know this morning it's a little bit too long for me to read to you this morning, but I promise.
Okay. And it's Children's Day next Saturday, so that's ideal.
Oh, good. Good. Well, I will make sure that I call you early, early Saturday morning next week so that I get this story to you. But it's called
All right,
Jack and the Devil.
Call about 5 or 10 minutes to 8 your time and press 1 after you hear the little
right.
cue, press 1 and let me know who you are. Because I only have phone numbers on here. I don't know who people are.
I understand. I was
just speaking to you.
Well, I want to tell you thank you so much for what you're doing. Because everyone that I told everybody about this, of course, so people are listening all over New Orleans, you know.
All right.
Over.
That's out of 504 numbers.
Yeah, good. All right, baby, you have a blessed day, and everyone listening, have a blessed day. I love you.
Love you, too, and thank you for coming on.
No problem.
All right, that's Charmaine Neville from New Orleans, you guys. She is a great singer. She's one of the Neville brothers' daughter. Cyril, is it Cyril that's your dad, Charmaine?
No, my daddy is the good-looking one, Charles.
Of course, how can I forget Charles? That's the one that played that sax.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Aunt Mildred.
Yes, ma'am.
I enjoy the program as usual. And I just hope the Lord continue to give you strength, Carissa, to keep going on.
Amen.
My family, my daughter and my granddaughter was in the hospital, and she's out. Excuse me, it ain't nothing too great for the Lord. He'll take care of all of us. All we got to do is trust him. stay close to him, and all I ask is a closer walk with the Lord. Thank you so much, and continue this program.
Amen. That's my aunt. That's 100 years plus. She was born in 1910. I thank God for her. Hallelujah. She's born right here in Jacksonville. Amen. Thank you, Aunt Mildred. We love you.
Love you.
Anybody else have anything they want to say this morning? All righty. I thank God for each of you this morning. We're about to go off the air. We have a few more minutes. Anybody else want to say anything? Press 1 if you're not in the host queue already. All right. Love you all, and I'll talk to you all next week. Don't forget, Charmaine Neville's coming on to do a great story for the children. So see you next Saturday morning. Love you all.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah. Love y'all, too.
Good show.
Amen. Thank the
great,
Lord.
Great show. God bless you.
God bless you, too, Martha.
Enjoyed everything. It was beautiful. God bless you.
Good. God bless you, too. Is that Delta or Emily?
Everybody have a wonderful day.
Amen.
Great.
Love y'all.
You.
Amen. Okay.
Hey, Mildred?
Yes.
You can hang up whenever you want.
Okay.
All right. See you later. You hanging up now?
Yes.
Okay.